And we're going to be joined on the line right now by someone to help us chat through these why nurses are so important and plenty more. Dr. Teresa Scanlon, the president of Resurrection University. Dr. Scanlon, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I think I might have said Teresa. I meant Therese. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. Everybody does that.
So it's National Nurses Day. It's nice to raise awareness of all the nurses' contributions and commitments. I imagine you guys have a great staff at Resurrection.
We absolutely do. We have a huge faculty of nurses who are still educating the future nurses of the society. But we have a ton of alumni who are out there on the front lines of what we're dealing with today that, you know, we are hearing amazing stories from.
Yeah, and nurses are so, I don't want to say underappreciated, or maybe they were beforehand, but I think we get it now. When you hear, and we've talked to a lot of people that have experienced COVID, and no matter where they are, it's just that the first people they want to give shout-outs to are the nurses who are working through this dangerous time and are just, you know, a hopeful pair of eyes, a comfortable person to talk honestly with. I mean, they really are kind of the front line to your healthcare experience.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we're hearing from, the alumni that are reaching out to us that have the time to right now. They are really the only person that is consistent for these patients because they don't have visitors in the hospitals for these patients. And they are giving them the comfort, the empathy, the sympathy, and the care that they need to get through this.
Do you see, I wonder about the next generation of nurses and the folks that you are helping out. Are you seeing, and I know everyone's kind of frozen in time now a little bit, do you think something like this is going to encourage more people to get into nursing, or is it going to have the opposite effect, or is it too early to tell?
I think it's too early to tell, but I think, we are unique in the fact that half of our students are career changers to begin with. Our average age is 30. And so we have the ex-traders, the ex-business people, teachers, social workers that weren't happy with what they were doing and come back to us to get a degree in nursing and end up finding that it's the most fulfilling thing they've ever done. We are still seeing people interested. We are not losing the students that we had. And we have a start that starts in summer. And those students are still biting at the bit to get into class.
Yeah, I think that there's, nurses or people that want to be nurses already have a certain mindset, right? They're already kind of, the idea of a crisis, a health crisis, is sort of baked into the nature of them already, trying to want to do this. Similar to, I have two brothers that are firefighters. They would fear for, what might happen, that's what they want to help people. That's who these people are. So I imagine the people that already are thinking that can't wait to get out there and help.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we're seeing. And then you see, I think, 9/11 is any indication. After that, you see people going into the military and then into the health sciences because they want to do something bigger than what they were doing before.
I'm the bad example, but it took me about 5.5 years to get my bachelor's degree. But at Resurrection University, you can do it a lot quicker in nursing.
It is a little bit quicker, except that we accept the undergraduate nursing student after they've got all their gen eds done.
Okay.
So they come to us as a junior. So once you have all your gen eds done, you can get a nursing degree within about 16 to 20 months if you stay on track and really push through it.
What does the education structure look like? How does it work? What sorts of things are people learning?
Oh, gosh. I'm not a nurse, so I'm just a professional educator. But they learn everything from the medicine, the pharmacology, and the pathology, all the way to everything from pediatrics, obstetrics, all the medical, surgical, and geriatrics, and all those kinds of things, mental health. So they learn the gamut so they can take care of a lot of different kinds of patients.
When we talk about Resurrection University and then the graduates going on, I mean, you must have nurses all across the country now that have gone through your program.
From our very beginning, we had, and this is over 100 years ago, most of those people went into mission type jobs or professions, and they're all across the world actually still. More recently, I would say that the Chicago metro area has the majority of our graduates.
That makes sense, obviously, as people stay closer to home. Mm-hmm. But I imagine nurses are such a strong part of our community. Even after we get through this pandemic, of course, there's still going to be a need for nurses. In fact, in general, with, certain generations getting a little bit older and living longer, thank goodness, the need for nurses is always going to be great.
Well, absolutely. And we were already in a shortage situation, especially in the state of Illinois. And this is just going to make it worse because those who are about ready to retire will want to retire after this is over, I think. And we need to keep on filling the pipeline with really well-educated, capable nurses.
When you say there's a shortage in Illinois, or there already was, I mean, how? Mm-hmm. What are the numbers behind that? I mean, how is it X amount of nurses? Is it just the percentage of we see the cliff coming down the line of retiring nurses? Or is it we need more bodies in the hospitals as we speak?
Well, part of it is the, you know, baby boomers started retiring a couple of years ago, and that's going to keep on continuing. So there's about a 20% shortage across the state. And then, you know, depending on what the new world looks like after we're done with this pandemic or kind of ease out of it, we don't know what kind of healthcare professionals we're going to need, but we're going to definitely need more of what we have.
I know that nursing, of course, is great for younger people who maybe, like you said, done the gen eds for 2 years. But I mean, I imagine there's people, I mean, I'm in my mid-30s. I don't want a career change. Don't worry. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are kind of reinventing themselves. Can nursing be an option for people, even if they're just a little bit older than you know, recent college graduates or near college graduate age?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our average age of our student is 30, and we actually have one of the only evening weekend nursing programs in the Chicago metro area. And so you can still work, and it's hard, but you can still work and change into another degree with nursing with us. We have students that range from, you know, the traditional 21, 22-year-old to 50, 60 sometimes. So it's never too late.
Shout out to my grandmother, who has passed many years ago at this point, but she was a overnight nurse at Lutheran General in Park Ridge. And I'm sure her being gone let my dad get in a lot more trouble than he would have otherwise because she was gone at night. But we have nursing in our family as well. All right, Dr. Therese, Dr. Scanlon, I also want to mention that Resurrection University and WGN Radio want to hear all about your hometown healthcare hero. So nominate a healthcare professional you know at WGNRadio.com/hero, and that healthcare professional could win an Amex gift card as a way of saying thanks and hear their story on the air. That's WGNRadio.com/hero. Dr. Scanlon, I mentioned it's hard to pick one over the other because we have so many in our area.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Dr. Scanlon, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.